Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, world. Good morning, everyone. This right here, you're now tuned into The Last Call right here on your Sunday morning. That was a little Easy by Lionel Richie. That is the theme song that we like to go with starting off this Sunday morning, nonetheless. Again, we have it here. You got my name, DJ Pat. We got our favorite old Bryson B Man, BHH, whatever you may call him, logged in as well too. We're going to give you some NFL scores. We're going to talk about some NBA stuff. We're going to talk about Zeke. We're going to talk about Leandro. We're going to talk about college basketball, college football, the things that we like to talk about on a day-to-day basis. And we just want to talk to the world about it. If you have any comments, concerns, suggestions, maybe even music suggestions, please give us a call at 914-803-4581. Or you can add us at 843_thelastcall. That is, again, at 843_thelastcall. So first off here, I want to go through last week's NFL scores. Me being the best kind of NFL predictor there is out there in these streets. Even Stephen A. Smith has nothing on me. I just want to go through and show what I got right last week and what I didn't get right, which most of the time I got everything right, I want to say. Last week, we talked about the Bucks and the Saints. I think everyone, Kene, me, and Seb, all said the Saints were going to win that. The Saints did win that 30-10. That pushes the Saints' record up a little bit. Drew Brees is still killing the game. Jameis Winston is still not killing the game, and sadly his season is maybe over because he is an injured person. All right, so we had the Falcons and the Panthers. That was a very close game last Sunday. Panthers came out with it. Cam Newton kind of put the team on his back for once and finally came through clutch and took in that win 20-17. I believe two of us got that right. So I think it looks like Seb got that wrong. He said the Falcons were going to win that one. Kind of the shocker, the Rams and the Giants. Oh, my gosh. The Rams killed the Giants 51-17.
Yeah,
for all you Giants fans out there, your season may be over. Time to pack it up. Maybe give Jeff the stadium. You guys share the stadium for the rest of the time being. Looks like Eli Mason
is definitely
down. Don't get hurt. You guys lost Odell Beckham and continue to go downhill. It's kind of crazy. I think there's something in the medical world there, because I read something that said three of the wide receivers all had ankle injuries. I don't know what they're doing to these wide receivers, but for them to all have similar ankle injuries, it's kind of sad, and someone's not doing the job there. Bryson, as the medical analyst here, do you have anything to say about this, sir?
That's an oddity. I really have no idea what the Giants are doing. But it didn't even matter, though. They were horrible before Odell went down. They're horrible afterwards. It's just a sad situation in general.
It's a very sad situation with the Giants. Hopefully, they get this all together. Today, they play San Francisco 49ers. And I hope, maybe they can just come through in the second half of the season and have a more promising future. But who knows? Highly doubt that.
Most likely not.
Another big game, Bengals versus Jaguars. Jaguars took that win. Jaguars is actually on a troop right now. They've been killing the game quite some time this year. But it's kind of funny. So last week, the guy, Leonard Fournette, did not play in the game. He actually did not play because he did not make it to a team workout. Some may say he is the best running back currently in the league. He is definitely one of the best rookies in the league currently. But he did not play last week, and I find it interesting that his coach Jaguars did not allow him to play, and they still won the game. You don't see that too often with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they don't play the best player and still win the game. So that just shows what type of trek they are on right now with a 5-3 record. Very interesting to see there. Okay, I think a few of us got that right. Another big game, the Eagles versus the Broncos, 51-23. Carson Wentz continues to kill the game. Has been passing nonstop, man. He's been putting it work. I don't think Eagles definitely look like a solid team, though they would never beat the Cowboys. They definitely look like a solid team. You gotta give her credit to do. When they play the Cowboys, I think they will struggle because they're just not prepared with the boys they can bring. It's not a biased comment,
right.
It's just the truth. I just
without
put it out there
Zeke,
to the world.
Without Zeke,
we'll talk about that later, the whole Zeke situation. I don't think you understand. Jay Jones has a lot of pull in the NFL, so we'll see what happens with him.
We'll see.
Again, the big one of the day, everyone thought I was wrong, Cowboys versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs continue to go on a losing slump. The Cowboys continue to be the best they are at the boys. 28-17, the Cowboys took that win. I was the only person to get that correct. My boys took it down, and the boys keep proving time and time and time again that they are a solid team to be reckoned with. Next up, we also have another close game, the Raiders versus the Dolphins. A lot of people called the Dolphins winning that one. Kene did call the Raiders winning that one, 27-24. That game, can't really tell you much because that game was not too bad. And Derek Carr has been trying to push it. Oakland has not been doing too bad. They are moving to Las Vegas pretty soon, so that may switch up the dynamic of the team. But currently, they're having a good run so far this season. And lastly, we have the Lions versus the Packers. Everyone called the Lions because Aaron Rodgers is hurt. The Packers are nothing without Aaron Rodgers. So that goes there. So that right there was our rundown of the scores of last week. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, talk some NBA, since we have our NBA specialist, Bryson Hoover-Hankerson, here, who is taking a beating in fantasy basketball for some reason. I apologize. So don't listen to his fantasy basketball recommendations, but he does have a clear mindset when it comes to understanding the sport. So we'll be back with that, world. Thank you.
I'm leaving on a growing, elevating, constant growth, like green leaves. I dedicate this to the children. Yo.
Mama told me wise man leaves and never take short to follow. And what's done right here and now, always expect tomorrow. It's like cause and effect, simple mathematics, like 1 + 1 = 2. See the bed that we make, that's where we got to lay. So be wise on the path we choose and keep growing.
That right there, the little light by Raheem Devon. You know, it always gets the morning right when you play a little Raheem Devon and a little soul.
Amen.
Music,
amen.
On that
amen.
Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Shout out to my moms. All right. So we're going to switch it up. We did the NFL scores. We have to think about the basketball side of things here at the last call. Again, if you want to talk to us, please give us a call at 914-803-4581. As again, 914-803-4581. Or just add us at @843_thelastcall. Either one works. Hit us up on both. We'll answer questions. We'll take suggestions. Do it how we do. All right, we're about to jump into NBA scores. I'm going to pass it over to Bryson, who's going to run with a few of the scores that we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss some stats. And Bryson's all you, baby.
So one of the leading stories this season has been OKC and
yep.
how poorly they played so far. So on Friday they played the Clippers and they stopped a 4-game skid. They won 120-111. Interestingly enough, it was Paul George who took them over the top. Carmelo's actually their leading scorer, but they haven't been playing well regardless. However, Carmelo plays.
Wait,
so it could be indicative.
You said Carmelo is the leading scorer so far?
He is. He is the leading scorer on OKC.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Many people thought he was going to be the third option, but he has the most field goal attempts. I don't know. I don't know if Carmelo's style of play is hurting them, where he pretty much just shoots every time he gets the ball. We're not really seeing a different side of Carmelo.
Stat-wise, he's putting up stats in 17-18 where he was shooting the same field goal percentage he was putting up in 03 and 04 in Denver, bro. Basically the exact same stats as he was when he was rookie starting off in the league.
Yeah, pretty much. They're trying to run him with the second unit, and it really took Paul George to go off for them to finally right the ship. interestingly enough, they had a team meeting after the loss in Denver Thursday night, and media wasn't allowed in for almost 45 minutes. A few players spoke on it afterwards, and they pretty much just saying they need to get on the same page, and it's not really a bad thing. They expected this to happen. There's some cryptic IG posts by Paul George talking about weathering the storm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So OKC will definitely be a team to watch because many people pick them as the only team that could realistically compete with the Warriors, and they're only 5-7 right now. But it's early, so there's still plenty of time. I think they need to define their roles.
As the NBA analyst, do you think that OKC has a chance to beat the Warriors? Is this a truthful statement here? Because some people believe, like me, that the Warriors are running through everyone on the West. I don't see a team that's putting up a solid fight yet.
Okay, so realistically, the Warriors are still the cream of the crop because now they're beating people over the last five games. They're beating people on an average of 22 points a game, which is absurd. That should be illegal.
That's actually real.
That should be illegal, first of all. Second of all, nobody else is really showing any signs of brilliance except Houston. Houston has been playing pretty good, but it's a one-man show that when it comes to playoff time, that's not going to sustain them at all. Yeah, but we haven't even seen what CP3 can do. He's only played one game. He was hobbled the entire game. So we don't know how he's fitting to the system.
Okay.
So OKC they have the second best defensive rating in the league. So they are definitely defending well. They're in the top five in a lot of defensive categories like steals, blocks, shots, and etc. But I don't know if they can pull it together on offense. The first time we'll get to see them play against each other is November 22nd. So that's definitely a game to watch. Yeah. There'll definitely be a lot of bad blood between the two teams. And it should be less of a one-sided rivalry this year. I'm definitely interested to see how they match up that first game. But we do know OKC can guard all five of the Warriors' positions. They definitely have the talent to do that. So it won't be.
But they don't have the talent. They don't have the depth, though. They don't have the depth to do it.
No, they actually have a decent bench this year. Jeremy Grant is giving solid production off the bench. They have Josh Huestis, who a lot of people don't know about, and coming over from Toronto. So he can stretch the floor and he can guard. Yeah, so.
He can shoot, though.
Let me not forget about that. Yeah, I mean, he's a 40% career three-point shot. Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala own too, so.
True.
It could be interesting. I definitely don't expect anything from OKC before January. I expect them to still be working through things, still trying to find their rhythm and chemistry. I think in January we'll have a better indication of where they are as a team, but they do need to win games, though. No matter how they win, they need to win them. It could be ugly. Because they're currently 11th or 12th in the Western Conference right now, so that is not a good thing. Switching topics, Lonzo Ball has definitely had a rough week this week. he's had a rough season, period. I don't think anyone can deny that. He's shooting 29% from the floor, 22% from three, and 50% from the stripe. So what do you think, Pat? You think he's a bust? Even though he had recorded his first triple-double.
He had a triple-double.
Last night.
Yeah, he had his first triple-double. I'm going to say the season long. I think Lonzo is still developing. Like, you got to think, he didn't play that much when he was at UCLA. Like, a college season is a lot more shorter than an NBA season, where you got the stresses of life, you got the stresses of now you got to fly to this game, fly to that game. Like, I understand the NBA season started earlier to kind of avoid playing a lot of games throughout the week, but just imagine you're playing like one, maybe two games in college a week. That's maybe. Most times it's one game a week in college. But, like, I think that comes and wears down on him at some point. He had summer ball league, a lot of pressure there. He somehow maintained through that. Now he comes in, he has the NBA season now. a lot of pressure there to be like the next and Magic Johnson, which I'm just confused of how that comparison thing you came about. But I think he still has time. I think he still has time to develop. I think his shot is obviously not there, sitting at 22% three-point percentage. I thought he was a shooter, but he seems to not be a shooter. But what's key, though? What is key is that he is getting 6.4 rebounds a game, 6.9 assists per game. That is still a key stat that I think people underlook and undervalue because he is nonetheless a point guard. So if he's distributing the ball as well as he can and he's getting boards, like he's doing some work there. And he's being the quiet storm. He's not scoring as much as he should be, nonetheless. But he's putting in work in areas that are the intangible things that I think people forget about from time to time. But we'll see. His brother, on the other hand, is a dummy because this dude is out here in China.
Elaborate more, Tom. Elaborate more.
I just get confused. Why are you in China trying to steal stuff? Why? Your father done gave you a Lamborghini. Your little brother driving Mercedes-Benz.
A Ferrari.
Your older brother is in the NBA. For what reason do you have to put your hands on anything in China related? That sounds wild to me that you've been that convinced to be able to do that. But okay.
Yeah, that definitely started Monzo's rough week. That definitely started his rough week.
I think it did. I couldn't imagine waking up to being like, your brother's in jail in China. Those aren't places you want to, that's not something you want to be in jail. You don't want to be in a Chinese prison. That thing is worse. That's worse than America. America's bad. America's very bad.
Yeah. I really don't know. I personally think Lonzo is like a great value, Rajon Rondo. I think he's going to be a terrible shooter for his entire career. He does add.
You think he's going to be a terrible shooter his entire?
Yes.
Why do you think that, though? Why do you think he's going to be a bad shooter? Are you hating? He's not hating.
I've never seen anybody – I'm not hating. Like, I want Lonzo to do well. I hope I'm wrong. But I've never seen anybody airball as many free throws – I mean, airball as many shots as he has in the first 10 games of the season, and he's supposed to be a superstar. I think you look across the league, there's a lot of rookies doing way better than he is. There's Dennis Smith on the Mavs, Jason Tatum on the Celtics, De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky hitting game-winning shots.
Sacramento, another big time shot.
Yeah, I don't see Lonzo really competing with the rest of his class. Yeah, Ben Simmons is going off. Markelle Fultz at least has an excuse. He's injured. So
yeah, that's right.
I just don't see it. I believed in the man first, but you think what?
Go ahead.
I believed in him at first, but the only reason he's shooting 29% is because he shot 50% from the floor last night. Before that, his percentage was even lower.
It's
ridiculous. He is drawing comparisons to Jason Kidd, and if he can turn around to have a Hall of Famer career like Jason Kidd, that would be incredible. But, yeah, Jason Kidd works very hard on his shot, and Lonzo seems reluctant to try to change it.
I think though with the Lakers, the quiet winner, I think, with the Lakers that people tend to forget about is how well Lopez has been playing at the center position. A man has been balling in that position. I think that has helped Lonzo with the kind of helping with the success of the Lakers there because Lopez gets not as much credit and not as much press, but Lopez has been putting in work. He dropped 12 points last game. Brandon Ingram as well has been putting in quite a bit of work. I think that's a porting cast to Alonzo and the Lakers. It's definitely not a bad one. I think that may help him hopefully get his stats up, and I think that also allows him to have these not his best stats because he's developing. But Brook Lopez, right now for this season, shooting 44% from the field goal, 35% from 3-point. Like, come on. My man's putting up 15
points
a game.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like,
That's pretty good.
That's better than your point guard that we just talked about here.
Yeah, but the Lakers are still trash, so I don't really understand. I don't understand what Magic Johnson's plan was. I think he has some explaining to do or some moves to make.
That's real.
Just Brandon Ingram is not what we thought he was going to be. So they need a whole lot of help. That's all I'm saying. And the Cavs have finally won as well. And they're also 6-7. Do you think the Cavs are going to the Eastern Conference Finals from the small sample size? I want it on record, Pat.
Yes,
do you think they're going?
Yes, they will go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't get why. Why would the Cavs not? If we look at the Cavs, really, let's think about this. First, they may have the best player in the game right now on their team. They're going to be okay there. LeBron has went to the playoffs every year he's been in the league. He's went to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think the record is 8 years so far in a row. I think it's hard to say that the Cavs won't make it to the playoffs. I understand they got some talent. They got some talent here in the East that has been like putting a little pressure on them. But we're very early in the season. We're very early in the season. At any point, what's
and you think they're
going
to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? You think they're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and win?
I don't know about the winning, but I think they will make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, to be honest with you, I actually think it's going to be the Warriors and the Cavs again. I think it's two, and then you're going to see the Warriors play OKC in the Western Conference Finals. I think that is a very viable another game to occur. I think right now this is the era. We're in the Boston LA era currently. It's just Cleveland and San Francisco. It's still an era where like these two teams are the best teams, but they're constantly just battling every year. East teams re-upping more. Now they add D-Wade. Let's think about this. Take a step back. Imagine this story in like the next 20 years. They're talking about how the San Francisco Warriors sucked all their lives, and they finally draft Steph Curry, and they finally have Klay Thompson. Then they draft Draymond Green, and somehow they make moves, get Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala. Now they build up the team, now they win a championship. Now, oh, shoot, they add KD, this powerhouse guy from Texas who played at OKC and was with Russell Westbrook going there. They add him to the squad.
KD
Bam.
Added him.
That's that story. KD added him. And then you got Cleveland Cavaliers over here. You got the whole drama with LeBron leaving, getting his jersey burned, them picking up Kyrie Irving. Him going back to Miami, then coming back to Cleveland. Then they got the whole Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving now wants to leave, go back to Boston. Now they got the whole D Wade now coming from Miami, going to Chicago, and going to Cleveland for a year. You got Derrick Rose, you got Isaiah Thomas. Like the stories build up so much, and I think we're in this era now. And with these two teams, are the best teams in the NBA, nonetheless. And that all these other teams around them, yes, Boston's doing very, very well, but that is not going to last. Kyrie Irving, he's my dude. He's a baller, but that is not sustainable. That is not going to be sustainable to push them through the playoffs. I think it's going to be a very similar situation.
That's interesting.
I think Kyrie's in a very similar situation that Russell Westbrook was in last year, where like he was balling throughout the year, but at the end of the day, when it comes to the playoffs, when it comes to a 7-game streak, it's not going to be sustainable. And at some point, that's it, and that's going to dead that real quick. I think that's the very same situation we're seeing with Kyrie Irving currently, right now.
Wow. I have to disagree with you. I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
I think that the Cavs are in trouble. They're in a lot of trouble, to say the least. Their defense has been so bad, it has been hurting my eyes. And I just don't think this is sustainable at all in the playoffs. They're bleeding on defense. Literally bleeding on defense. And it's not, oh, everyone needs to do better. LeBron is playing horrible defense because he's scared. He's scared to leave Kyle Korver alone. I think they just need to kind of have they need to blow up their roster a little bit, move some people out, 3 or 4 guys out, and bring some new blood in because this is just horrible. The only person who's playing consistently good defense on the Cavs is Iman Shumpert. That's horrible. That's terrible. I don't see this being sustainable at all. It's not something you can easily fix by sitting people. You can't, because then your lineup on defense impacts how good you are offensively. If you keep Tristan Thompson on the floor, then you have no spacing,
okay, and
you don't have a lot of three-point shooters. I really think they're in trouble, and I think, I don't know if they'll make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They might, but I definitely don't think they'll win. The team designed as it is now. They need to do some trades. They need to shake up the league a little bit before the trade deadline. I
don't
get
how they can shake it up. How can they shake it up, though? They've already shaken trees enough. They have Isaiah Thomas. They have Derrick Rose. They have Dwayne Wade. They have to shuck it up a Crowder. They have the shaken leaves on their team. So, like, they're shaking
and they
up
can
more,
score, but they can't defend. They cannot defend.
I mean, the
they
Warriors does the same thing. They can score, too, but
no.
They can't defend.
No, the Warriors can defend. When it comes time at the end of the season, they'll be top five. They'll be top five in offensive and defensive rating when it comes down to the end of the season. Cavaliers are dead last. They are dead last. That's terrible. For a team that just came from the finals, they are dead last.
I understand that. This is what I say. This is my theory. My theory is that the Warriors are good at making people play at their speed. They're very good at that. And the fact that they are a good defensive team is because the teams try to speed up their game to be able to sustain the Warriors game, which is always a bad idea and that you will never beat the Warriors that way. Like, you just won't sustain. They're going to take shots after shots after shots. And if you're that team, if you think you can take that shot and run with them shot for shot, you're not going to ever win that. They're going to make more shots than you because they're going to take more shots than you. And I think that's why. And with that comes a lot of turnovers. Then they speed that whole game process up, and now, therefore, it makes them a good defensive team, which is not, in my idea, is not a good defensive team. That's just a good game strategy.
And the Cavs have one speed, Pat. That speed is trouble. They are in trouble. That's it. They need to wave the white flag and fix this. Fix it now. Fix it, Jesus. Somebody help us. This is terrible.
You heard it here first, people. The Cavs have one speed, and it is trouble. And on that, we're gonna take it to a song with that one. There's a little "Stay Ready" by Jhené Aiko. You gotta love it. Here we go.
I find myself reading no text messages when I'm bored. We find ourselves sex until that connection is restored. I know that sounds immature, but if we never grow up, then I'm wishing good luck on the seats that's inside this porch. Come to me, come to me. Look at what you've done to me. You put a gun to me, then you brought the sun to me. Shine like blood diamonds, learning to have patience only cause you are timeless. The universe energy doesn't lie, and this chemistry is infinity at a million times. I wrote a million rhymes describing your star power, and after 24 bars, you get 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. There's no place quite like you. There's no better time than now. My love is very special. If you want it, you can have it. But don't take me for granted. So much, so much, so much things I did not say. I'm from Portmore, that's in J.A. We can do it on that beach there.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Broke it, set it, broke it, set it, broke it, set it, broke it, set it.
So hot, somehow you got extra, forget me not. When it's sweet, you, what you say? Baby, fire, fire. Wine for me, baby, everything crisp. My good love make you turn and twist.
Baby, fire, fire.
Wine for me, baby, everything crisp. My good love make you turn and twist. When you look back at you, I mean that. Doggy style, puppy whisper. So hot to eat the fire fever. If you can't broke it up, hasta la vista. Lal afi, ava, ava, power. Grab it, Lego, lower, lower. Bodo, lover, bodo, cover. Tattoo, color, warm, summer.
Milly P, wanna pump, wanna pump, wanna pump. Call a pump, all of my, all of us. Silly, dilly, bella fest, bella fest.
best, belly best. So hot, somehow you got extra, forget me not. When it's sweet, yo, what you say? Everything crisp, my good love make your turn.
So that right there was a little vibe cartel, a little fever. Bryson liked the song. He, you know, he's from the island, so he messed with that song quite heavy. Bryson, that was the Bryson. Bryson, I hope you like that. That's for you, bro.
Yeah, all right, I like it. So we're gonna jump.
We're about to jump right into it. All right, so guys, as we talk about it, we do have our story moments of the week. We call it Scrum here on The Last Call. So again, sorry, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to The Last Call. Please give us a call at 914-803-4581. This show starts at 10 a.m. We go 10 a.m. to 11:30 every Sunday morning. Please give us a call if you have anything to say, or you can add us on Twitter at 843_TheLastCall. So we're going to jump in our swim story of the week. Ezekiel Elliott continues to be in so much legal trouble, legality problems, to a point where he actually is going to be suspended for the next 6 games. Nonetheless, the Cowboys will remain a solid team in the NFC, and we will continue to kill it as we have been doing quite so often. So Ezekiel Elliott, also on top of that, will be leaving the country to train and refocus. Wow, though, this is the kicker. His old good old owner, Jerry Jones, is now threatening to suspend the NFL on this condition as Goodell suspended star running back Ezekiel Elliott for 6 games with the accused accusation. Is that a word?
Accusation.
Okay. Accusation. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Sunday morning. So Jones is not too happy about that, and Jerry Jones being the most powerful leader there is in the NFL, and some may say professional sports entirely. Jerry Jones is not happy about the suspension because he understands that his investment in Zeke is definitely high and heavy. Zeke has definitely been on a tear. He's second in the league in touchdowns. He's also second in the lead in yards rushing so far. And let's just say that it's not good. It's not looking good for the Cowboys, but nonetheless, the Cowboys will remain a successful team as we will take on the Eagles.
Not
the
at
team.
All.
We take on Falcons today at 1, and then we take on the Chargers on Thursday, November 23rd. As a Cowboy fan, they can't knock us down, but we just keep going forward. We're second in NFC East currently. No worries. We'll take that number one position when we play the E-Girls on Sunday, November 19th, right before Thanksgiving week. Anything you have to add to the whole Ezekiel Elliott situation, Bryson? I understand you being a Eagles fan, you may have bias towards whatever you may say. So everyone, as you listen, please take it with a grain of salt. If you want to listen to a real person that believes and has no bias, you want to believe in what I say. But Bryson, please give us your points here, what you believe on the Cowboys.
First of all, I have to applaud Jerry Jones. I have to applaud. I'm not a fan of the Cowboys. I'm not a fan of Jerry Jones at all. But when it comes to what he's doing right now, I like it because it could mean the end of Roger Goodell. He's trying to overthrow Goodell. he is refusing to fall in line with the other owners. He's refusing, and he doesn't want to grant Goodell a new contract. I'm personally all for it. Everyone else is very scared because they don't know what Jerry Jones' angle is. But when you mess with Jerry Jones, you face the wrath of Jerry Jones, and he is definitely the most powerful owner in all of sports. So I just think the Cowboys are going to suck either way, so it doesn't really matter what Jerry Jones does, but I understand his position. So, I mean, honestly, let's be honest here. The cream of the NFC East is the Eagles. Actually, we're the cream of the entire league. Everybody else is fighting second place. So,
the Cowboys are you going to say the cream in the NFC East and the chase up to say the entire league?
Yeah, we are. We are. We have owned the power rankings, rightfully so. We're the best team in the league.
I mean, I must say, though, I must say, as a Cowboys fan, that Dak Prescott is going to probably take us to the playoffs. He's going to take us to the ship, and we're going to be okay. As I believe in that,
definitely won't be okay.
From the famous words of Kendrick Lamar, "We will be all right. We will be all right." Nonetheless, there.
Oh my God.
What's also interesting is that I think Ezekiel's impact can be a positive for the Cowboys. Yes,
really?
I said it. I think that's the case. Why that's the case? Because now it allows for new people to step up on the Cowboys team. That allows now for, you got Alpha Morris, you got Darren McFadden, you got Josh Smith. Now you have the depth of your running backs. Now can step up and now make plays in different aspects. And I don't see it hurting us too bad now. I just won't put it out there.
Yeah. I just see it hurting you very bad, and you guys are going to play your way out of the playoffs.
How do you even?
It's going to hurt you.
Can you play our way into
the
playoffs?
It's going to hurt you. No, you're going to play your way out of the playoffs because you're going to be playing so bad. Zeke is one half of the Cowboys offense. So, good luck, man. You guys are going to miss him. You are definitely going to miss him.
I didn't say we weren't going to miss him. But, I mean, nonetheless, I feel like, you know, we still have some people, some dogs in the back here that just gonna get it done. That's just me. You know?
It might help Dak's MVP case.
I mean, it will. I mean, I don't think Dak's going to get MVP. I think that might be a stretch. As much as I hate Tom Brady, had to focus up on my words here. He definitely is looking for as an MVP candidate this year, and it would be kind of hard to say that he couldn't get it.
Are you really forgetting the best quarterback in the league right now in terms of play? Are you forgetting
Carson Wentz?
Yes.
I mean, I won't forget Carson Wentz, but it depends how he does finalize. Like, yes, he has been doing well. I won't say he's not in the running. I would not say he's out of the running. But as we all know, Tom Brady does not have such a supporting staff as Carson Wentz. Tom Brady has had Gronk constantly with injuries. Tom Brady has had Chris Hogan, who comes out of nowhere constantly injured. Edelman, who barely even played this season, still with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
The old line, who is still kind of shaky. Carson Wentz, though, he has a solid squad around him. He has solid players around him, running backs, wide receivers, that he can actually get it done. Nonetheless, he's finally working now well in the system. And the Eagles, you guys have an all-right defense. I don't think it's going to stop the Cowboys, but, I mean, you probably could stop, like, Denver Broncos if you needed to.
All right. Don't worry, Carson. I got your back here, man. It doesn't matter about the weapons. You still have to put it together. You still have to execute. Carson is showing he can execute game in and game out. So the MVP is his to lose right now, in my opinion. MVP is his to lose. Just like before Deshaun went down, Rookie of the Year was his to lose.
So, Bryson, we have a caller who called in. Maybe they want to give us some advice on how they feel about Ezekiel Elliott, how they feel about the Cowboys, how they feel about the Eagles. Because it seems like me and you, we're not getting away here. You're going for the Eagles, I'm going for the Cowboys, and that's pretty obvious. Richie, please give me something.
Hey,
Richie. Caller.
First of all, guys, what's happening? You guys are doing great.
Up?
What I love about this show, guys, first of all, it's Sunday morning. Great way for me. I'm on the way to church now, but it's a great way for me to kind of get moving, get rolling, and hear a little bit of real talk on sports radio. So good job. And each of you guys, even though I don't hold it against you that you're Eagles fans or that you're Cowboys fans, but I'm a Packer guy and I grew up in a Redskins house, you know, God says everybody ain't perfect. So
we'll
leave it with that. Now, it works pretty well, man, the way I listen to you guys, man. It's pretty awesome to listen to you guys. You're real passionate. You're educated about your teams and about the game, whichever game you talk about. I mean, I think it's neat that you guys have a guy who likes the NBA, and he's good at the NBA. That's what he brings to the table. And then you got a guy that does the NFL, somebody that does college. And to me, that's what I call a buffet of sports, all right? Because you can't be good at everything, but you can be solid at something. So you guys kind of focus on that, and I like that in the morning. Again, like that, I'm on the way to church to get my Jesus on because I went yesterday to the University of South Carolina to watch us beat the Gators, and it was pretty inspirational to see. Oh, it was awesome. But, you know, here's the coolest part, guys, and you guys are former athletes, or maybe you're still playing some AAU or some softball on the side. But with that being said, you know, I watched Will Muschamp on the sidelines because I was able to get on the sidelines and be a part of a lot because I went down there and played baseball. I played a couple of years of football with the Gamecocks. But long story short, you see these former players that Will Muschamp recruited over there at Florida, man, and these guys walked over and hugged him as if it was the dad they hadn't seen in a year or two. Because you got to realize, as a former player in college, that a guy came and sat on my couch with my mom, that he was going to be my father figure for the next few years, you know, you entrusted him. And all of a sudden, the university or the coach decides to go a different direction. That doesn't change the bond between a player and a coach. And it was just really big picture for me yesterday, man. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys I lost a few tears, but I needed to, you know, I got a little bit of a quick cold sniffing a little bit just to see that bond between a player and a coach. And, you know, because I'm going to be real with you guys because that's how it goes. I mean, the one thing that again, you guys are honest and you're down to earth on this show. Now, I'm not a Dallas Cowboy owner fan. I enjoy the opportunity of watching what the Cowboys do. And I'm the biggest fan of your cheerleaders, by the way, when it comes to the Cowgirls. I like that. Once you get into your – nobody – hey, look, ain't nobody care that your owner's got feelings. When does that matter? So what? He's going to vote against the – that. Listen, Roger Dell ain't going nowhere. I don't care. Unless Jesus comes down here on a Sunday morning, y'all can play Sunday morning, then he ain't going nowhere, right? I mean, just because Jerry Jones says it's snowing, ain't nobody care. I mean, look, and now that the Eagles started to have a team, welcome back to the NFL, guys. I'm glad you guys decided to start playing some football because the NFC East is weak, and they've been whack for so many years. So you can thank Alshon Jeffries, a former Gamecock, who came over and basically reinvented the Eagles because you guys are like a little – y'all were like the peacocks, man. Y'all weren't flying nowhere, man. It was embarrassing watching. Y'all felt bad for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And MVP, man, they ain't MVP. Ain't nowhere there ain't nobody MVP on the Eagles. Man, come on. Y'all even got a chance to say MVP.
Carson Wentz is MVP.
Win what? He ain't going to win nothing. Carson, what? There ain't never been a guy that's ever come into football or any other sports with the name Carson. It's ever been one worth it. Name me a guy that's named Carson that's ever won anything. I even gave Carlson a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air trophy before I give a guy named Carlson. Who?
He's the first one. Carson Wentz is the first one.
Yeah. Okay, tradition starts somewhere, right? But it ain't starting there. I'll tell you what. So, all right, I'm done funneling y'all. But real quick, guys, I do enjoy it because I got to walk in here. Now I got to re-up some of this stuff for this week, man. But it's a great show. I will say this. You haven't said much about college football, but I want to throw some shade on you guys for football. Here's my top four with my first two out. Number one, I got to give it to Alabama. Reason Alabama gets it, and now Clemson fans are going to be all emotional, and I'm used to that. But now with that being said, they haven't lost to anybody. They haven't lost anybody, and there's everybody who's had that close game. And you went on the road to Mississippi State to Dan Mullen's team, who came from Florida, who's got Steve Spurrier under his belt. You know, he knows what it takes. I think he's basically – kind of, you know, he's kind of like the tallest midget over there with Mississippi State. He needs to go somewhere else so that he can fly a little bit better, as you Eagle fans would say. But I like Alabama number one. Number two, how do you not give it to the U? I mean, those dudes are handing out gold chains, man.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very gold. Yeah.
Bam.
The turnover chain.
That's true.
They're back. Like it or not, they're back. And when The Rock tells me you're back, I believe that you're back. So I got them number two. Number three, I'm giving Oklahoma. Why Oklahoma? You just went and knocked out, drug out, and beat the women and the children at TCU. So you get number three, and your only loss is a team to Iowa State, who's really, really good. And they've gone out and beat teams around the country who
have
a
quarterback.
They've beaten the numbers, man. Yeah. So how do you not give them number three? And you know what, Tiger fans, I'll give you a little bit of a cookie. Ain't a big one, but a small one. What's left over from the dough. You get number four. Because you beat Florida State. But that's not the Florida State that we're used to for the last 20 years. That's a sorry, worthless, no good for nothing. I hope we get to play Florida State team this year anywhere we can because they're not good. I mean, they're coaching, yelling and cussing at fans. Yo.
Richie, it sounds like you're a little biased here. I would just put it out there. It sounds like you're a little biased.
I can kind of hear it
in your voice.
If Florida State was good, I'd give them credit. They're not good, man. They're not good. I've been picked up 10 kids, actually, and found 11 when, and called down there, and Jimbo Fisher wasn't even scrimmages. They're not good. They're just not good. And so, you know, it's funny to me, and I'll tell you this. It's funny to me that Clemson fans, they find me in gas stations, and they find me at, like, the Circle K's down here in Charleston, and they pick on me.
Yeah.
But I don't even have anything that says Gamecocks, and I don't really put out here, unless I'm on the radio, that I'm a Gamecock guy. But I'm a very open-minded guy, because I have an ability to get on the air and take off my glasses. But yet, Florida team that South Carolina just beat, right? Everybody's like, oh, you beat a sorry Florida team. I'm thinking, I almost think Nickelodeon would put that Florida State-Florida game on later at the end of the year because that's how bad that game's going to be. It's not going to be very good. So, you know, for the state of South Carolina, congratulations. We knocked out the state of Florida. We're going to take their orange juice and all the sunshine and bring it back to the Palmetto State. And but no, back to it. No, so that's 1 through 4. So number 5, I give Wisconsin. Now they haven't beaten anybody, but they've beaten everybody that they've played. So I can't penalize the players for the schedule that they play. So I'll give them 5, knowing the fact they've got a big game coming up here in a few weeks. So we'll see what they do with that. That could slide them in, and I'm gonna tell you how. And then number 6, how do you knock Georgia all the way down from 1 to outside looking in that far? Because I get it. They got beat. They got the break speed off of them. I mean, they really
got the break.
That was a
like,
bad,
they got the
bad.
Break.
Man, let me tell you what. They left the breaks at home. I don't even think they had breaks when it comes to Auburn. But Auburn's good, though, man. Auburn's played a very good schedule, man. These guys have lost to Clemson. They've lost to another team that was in the top 10, I think, in the country. So you go on the road, and you don't know what you're getting with Auburn. Are you getting a War Eagle? Or you're getting – what's the other one they got? They got War Eagles, and they got like
and
3 or 4 mascots over there. Yeah, they're the Tigers. Yeah, so you don't know if they're bringing it's like getting ready for the triple option at Georgia Tech. Who the hell do you get ready for? You getting ready for a Tiger or an Eagle? So it's just kind of hard to know who you're playing against. They've got a, you know, kind of like an old girlfriend that's got most of our personality. So, you know, I think Auburn's legit, though, man. You know, Auburn's number 8, by the way. All right. Yeah, number 8. So, anywho, but that's just kind of how it goes for me, guys. I know I've taken up more time than I thought I would because I'm now late to church. I'll let the preacher know what y'all call. But we'll pray for y'all.
So much, Richie.
Right. Hey guys, keep doing. Hey, listen, real quick, keep doing what you're doing, guys. Because I'm telling you, you guys are onto something epic, something big. You're passionate in your conversation. You're real in your in what you say, and keep doing it. The music, by the way, is as good as the conversation. So I do applaud you guys for putting together a good beat mix in between.
DJ Fab.
Thank you, Richie. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. Happy Sunday.
All right, guys. God bless. Have a great Sunday. Make it count.
All right, God bless.
God bless. Have a good one. That right there was our caller in. Right now, we're about to jump into a quick little break. We will be right back to wrap it up and continue to talk about stuff on the last call. Again, please give us a call at 914-803-4581 or add us at Twitter at @A43_TheLastCall. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it rolling. Here we go.
On your own. Here with me, you had a home. cat nervous, the thought of settling down. Especially me, I was creeping all over town. Thought my tender touch could lock you down. I knew I had you, as cocky as it sounds. The way you used to giggle right before I put it down. It's better when you angry, come in, I'll prove it now. Come here.
Stop playing, you gaming. Oh, I gotta leave you alone.
Come on now.
I'm good, holding down my spot. Been the girls on the block,
you know,
and I'm good. I got this thing on lock, so without me, you'll be fine, right?
Go. To break up, to wake up, cold and lonely, chill, baby. You know me, you love me, I'm like your homie. Instead of beefing, come home me. I promise I'm not a phony. Don't bounce, baby, console me. Come in.
Ain't nothing you can say to me that can change my mind. I gotta let you go now. And nothing will ever be the same. So just be on your way. Go ahead and do your thing now. And there's no more to explain to me, you know. I know your game, I'm not feeling what you
you have.
You'll be mean to me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you chose to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you had a home.
But time is of the essence,
oh,
why
yeah.
Spend it alone, huh?
All my pride is all I have.
Pride is what you had, baby girl, I'm what you have.
You'll be mean to me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
I'm in Ventura, just posted. Got down here in my old chick. Cut up my nigga, now let's have to get this shit in motion. Now I'm really fucking out and upgraded from lotion. Put on my rubber suit and I go diving in the ocean. Told her come chill with my process. My circle's really open. Don't know what you like, but I never been the type of smoking. Passing me since day 13 and holidays and no friends. And Mr. Manning had the crib is free cause they was loafing. Yeah, sometimes I gave you slacking. That's just because I'm focused on giving hugs, making sure that all my verses go in. If you let me hear it, then I swear I'll send me dose it. You got perfect lips, girl, I wonder what time they open.
Yeah, I wonder what time they open. You know, I got a membership. Yo, this bottle of Ciroc is a coupon. Well, I'm in Ventura, just posted. Got down here in my old chick. Cut up my nigga, now let's have to get this shit in motion. Now I'm really fucking out and upgraded from lotion. Put on my rubber suit and I go diving in the ocean.
I look, how you smoke all that herb? How you know all them words? Heard you's on a diet, shawty, how you get all them birds? Yeah, yeah, I want a Pokemon, but that's what makes me a nerd. And yeah, I save your Facebook pics, but that's what makes me a perv. Does it? Really, really, I swear, what the fuck you put in your hair? And please explain how you get your ass to fit in that chair. And I failed all my college classes, all I could do was stare. You should let me hit it, like for real, the shit's only fair.
No, I'm dead serious. Take off, yeah, just take off your pants. Shut up.
I'm in Ventura, just posted. Got down here in my old chick. Cut up my nigga, now let's have to get this shit in motion. Now I'm really fucking out and upgraded from lotion. Put on my rubber suit and I go diving. I'm sorry, that's not usually me and all. But the outline of your jeans and all made me wanna beat my beat and all. They say love ain't cheap at all. And if it's real, then keep it all. Bring it to my bedroom, baby, I bet we won't sleep at all.
Yeah, but the couch works fine. Your legs and your head and your mouth work fine. Average you want, but the drinks, that's mine. Nah, that ain't great juice, that's mine. Nah, that ain't real shit.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by.
Stand by.
Alright guys, welcome back to the last call.
King.
We're slowly coming to the end here. 60 minutes left into the last call, but nonetheless, we are calling and being the last. So again, as we wrap it up here, we are coming into the festivities of the Thanksgiving holiday week. And you know, as us the last call, we like to give knowledge in any way that we can. So first, Bryson, give us what do you do throughout Thanksgiving? What is your Thanksgiving routine when it comes to sports, when it comes to food? What is the Bryson schedule for Thanksgiving?
So my family is from the South, and we definitely throw down for Thanksgiving. There's gonna be gumbo. My mom's from New Orleans. It's gonna be like, you know, the gumbo's a staple. That's got to happen. Greens, cornbread, mac and cheese.
Can you explain to people
turkey.
What gumbo is? What is a gumbo?
So a gumbo is...
Not many people may know.
Okay. So a gumbo is basically... It's pretty much... Okay, so gumbo comes from New Orleans, and it comes from a time where there's like... a lot of people in New Orleans were poor. So, this is decades and decades ago. You would have shrimp and chicken sometimes and a whole bunch of vegetables and sausages because, you know, sausages and shrimp were cheap since they're in the Gulf. So, you sort of, I can't give you the secret family recipe, but I can tell you you're going to use onions, tomatoes, okra, all that. You're going to cook it in a special way. You're going to throw it all in a pot, and it's going to be like the most delicious thing you ever had in your life. You probably want to smack your mama after you eat it, but don't do that.
Oh,
don't do that. You got a mama like mine. Do not do that. But, yeah, it's amazing. But, yeah, then you get the other stuff. Like, you know, everybody eats turkey on Thanksgiving. I personally don't like any of the white meat on the turkey. I like the dark meat. Ham, I'm actually not
a
big ham fan anymore. Yeah, that's a personal preference. I used to love ham growing up, but I really don't like it anymore for some reason. It's not a what the hell scare. We eat like everything. Sometimes we have duck. My daddy's a country boy. Might have rabbit one year. Like, that's just what it is. But we eat good.
What do you
feel horrible?
What sports are you watching?
Also, you know, of course, okay, so unfortunately, my mother was dropped on the head as a child. This is very serious. I don't like to tell people like this, but she was dropped on the head as a child, so she's a Cowboys fan. And I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, that was the result. She got dropped on the head, she became a Cowboys fan. So, you know, we always watch the Cowboys, and we hope they lose, but she's confused and in a daze, so she hopes they win.
The rivalry continues, I see. You're still hating on the Cowboys. I thought we were past the stage after the show. I thought after an hour and a half of discussing this, you would have moved on by now, but you continue. You continue to come out.
I'm going to be honest. There's three games on Thursday, right? There's the Vikings or Lions. I'm going to go ahead and I don't know who's going to win that. Let me see what happens this week. The Chargers and the Cowgirls. The Cowgirls would be lucky to win that without Zeke. And I'm not even going to watch the third game. It's the Giants and the Redskins. Both teams are trash. I think we can all find something better to do with our time than watch that game. So,
All right, so I think there is something we better could do. We have our chef specialist here, Ms. Ashley Baker, on the line. Ms. Ashley Baker, please give us a rundown. What is a game day Thanksgiving meal look like in preparation? What should the people be preparing? What do you prepare?
See, I feel like if you're going to have people over to watch the game, it's always good to have some nice hors d'oeuvres set up. So I'd probably go with like a simple meal situation. I'm not going to cook that. That's how that goes on Thanksgiving. But you know, you could get some nice crescent rolls wrapped up with little prosciutto and mozzarella and spinach. Put them on the table. People can fight over them. That sounds like a good game day Thanksgiving to me.
She said prosciutto. What is a little prosciutto? I don't know if the people would.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
It's honestly just like salami or bacon, but nicer.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
You heard it here.
And Ashley Baker.
For your Thanksgiving
Ashley Baker has a cookbook
for your Thanksgiving
coming out.
Meal, please get some prosciutto.
On Thanksgiving, she has a cookbook coming out talking about prosciutto or something. I have no idea what that is.
You've heard it here first. Alright guys, you've heard it here. That was our Thanksgiving rundown for last call. We have 10 minutes left. We're going to play a little music and then we're going to wrap it up coming at the end. Thank you for calling in, Chef Baker, and we'll keep it pushing.
Another one. We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocker with it on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can name some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rockin' with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow.
Taken. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the doors. Kept a mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl red, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow.
Thank you.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Our classic song on here on the last call, "Easy" by Lionel Richie. We're trying to get the ratings up for Lionel Richie. I've made that decision on the last call. I think we're trying to get this up, this streaming of "Easy" by Lionel Richie up a good bit here. We're gonna try to make it a trend. I think we should try that. Let's try to make Lionel Richie a trend again. Put people back onto that boat. So as we wrap up here at the last call, we're going to go run through a few scores, score updates, and let Bryson give us his predictions for today. We have the game Raptors versus Celtics today at 12:30. Who's taking that one, Bryson?
Okay, so as you guys know, Kyrie has fractured a bone in his face. He had a face fracture. He's not playing today. And I believe Al Horford is still injured. So I'm going with the Raptors. Time the Celtics to take out.
Okay. Raptors,
still a good team. So Miami Heat, Detroit Pistons at 4. Pistons are gonna get that. Pistons are definitely gonna get that. 6 o'clock, Houston, Indiana. Houston. I think the way Houston is playing right now, either they're gonna win by 20, or they're going to take an L because they're on fire right now, but they got to cool down eventually. But I'm picking
that's very
true. I want to point out, though, that the Pacers have exceeded expectations. Yes, they're under 500. Yes, we know this, but they're playing very well. Do not let that number deceive you. And at 7, Dallas and OKC. Pretty much, OKC's season is going to be over if they lose to the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks are the second worst team in the league behind the Chicago Bulls. So if they don't win, I'm quitting. So you heard it here first. If they do not win, I'm quitting.
All right, so we have Raptors, Pistons, Rockets, and the Thunder. The recap for today's game. That right there, guys.
Yes.
That wraps us up here at the last call. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you please tune in again next Sunday morning as we continue to bring in live action from NBA, NFL, and college football and basketball. We're out. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I'm very yeah, ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be.
know. Ooh, that's why I'm even. Like Sunday morning, yeah. I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be. Why me?